Hello, everybody. All right. So this is the recipe that has been tried and true in my home. I've shared it a long time ago. I want to say probably 2 years ago, and I want to share it again because there's a lot of new faces here. But anyways, if you want sushi rice done right at home, do this recipe. It has never failed me once. This time, however, out of all the years that I've done it, I went about using the pre-seasoned vinegar rice. And that actually turned out superb. I would recommend just doing the regular rice vinegar if you want to augment the amount of salt or sweet. So if you like your sushi to be on the more salty side or the more sweet side, I would highly recommend doing what is exactly in this recipe. However, me, I omitted the sugar and salt and just went with seasoned vinegar, rice vinegar, and it turned out great. Now, do keep in mind that it can be a little bit soupy. So I did 2 cups of rice as suggested, 4 tablespoons of the rice vinegar, and then 2 tablespoons of mirin. This is where the fanning is very, very crucial so that those granules can soak up what they need to soak up. But oh my God, y'all. Me and my partner, we love Japanology. It is calm. It is ASMR without it being ASMR. It's just good and just, I love it. Anyway. It was an episode entirely about onigiri, and that's what I made tonight. God, that was one of the best things about Japan, is having fresh onigiri all the time. Rice balls. So, the one that they had were these preserved duck eggs, but the yolks were jammy. There was no whites. It was just the yolks. They were jammy. Oh, my God. And a deep, deep orange color. Oh, my God. Oh. Whenever I watched Peter Barrican bite into it, oh my God, I made an audible moaning sound whenever I saw the inside, because it was just so rich and you could tell it was so rich. They were soaking in a soy sauce mixture for a bit. Oh man, my mouth is watering. Anyways, it was soaking in that for a bit. So, oh God, you know that was fucking rich duck yolks. Oh, anyways, here is the tried and true recipe. I took out my suction toy after a while. I'm going to be using it more. However, I do need to get one that has a better suction, like a wider cup. I will have the puff pussy that I always wanted.